I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. You are in for a treat. I am so excited about my guest today. But first, is this your first time tuning into I've Decided Radio? Maybe so. You might be wondering, what is I've Decided? Well, essentially, it's about you. It's about you having goals and dreams in your heart that you want to accomplish, but needing support, resources, motivation, accountability, all the things that you need in order to be successful. I've Decided is your platform for success and transformation. And so we just want to help you to achieve your goals, whatever they are. We have over 50 local businesses who are on board with us providing resources. And we do events in the community to help motivate you and encourage and inspire you. One of our favorite events is happening. Our big event, January 21st, is our motivational conference. And we want to get you plugged in. So if you have not registered for the I've Decided Motivational Conference, please don't miss the early savings that you have in November. Go to ivedecided.org. For only $99, you're going to get 3 life-changing events, a full-day conference on Saturday at the Peoria Civic Center, including lunch, and 2 half-day conferences to plug in and get recharged on Saturday morning, April the 1st, and Saturday morning, August the 26th. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been listening for months now to our radio show, you are probably learning all about I've Decided. We've had some amazing guests on here to motivate you, inspire you, and to really educate you about all of the resources that we have right here at our fingertips in Central Illinois so that we can be successful. It is amazing to me what we have available to us, really. And so my goal is to help get that information out to you. And we're kind of using this radio show as a means to not only share about what we're doing with I've Decided, but also share the resources that we have available to you in Peoria. I do want to mention, we don't want to forget that our proceeds benefit PUP, which is People with Unlimited Potential. It's a school for young adults with special needs, and we're very proud to sponsor them. So keep in mind, anytime you participate with I've Decided, you are giving back to PUP, and that's awesome. But back to my special guest today, Miss Doris Simmons is in the studio, and I'm telling you, she's fanning herself. It is hot in here, Doris. I am so excited to have you on the show today. If you're listening, maybe you've heard of Doris Simmons because she is Peoria's marketing guru for business women. She knows all business women in Peoria. And if she doesn't, if you're a businesswoman and you don't know Doris, you will, I promise. Just give it a little bit of time. You're going to know her. And after this radio show, if you don't, you're going to want to know her. And she's got great things happening in our community. And I'm just so blessed to call her my friend. And also just thankful for all that she's done for me as a businesswoman in Peoria. So welcome, Doris.
Thank you so much, Kim. It is a pleasure to be here to talk to you.
I've just been waiting. I sent you a text this morning. I was like, Doris, don't forget. Yes. We're going to be on the radio show, right?
That is correct.
And so I've just been so excited to have you here. And Doris, so you have this business called Talk.
Yes.
And I know what it is, obviously, but help the listeners understand a little bit about Talk and this wonderful resource you have available here in Central Illinois for especially women business owners. But I know you've got some connection with those men business owners too, but we focus on the women. So what is Talk and what is that resource available to us?
Yes, we talk about women, and that's where my focus is. Because I found that to be a need in the community, women and their businesses, helping them to grow, helping them to market. And so I sought to do this personally, So, but TALK stands for Teaching and Learning for Knowledge. And that came from my experience as a former teacher back in the day.
That's right.
Back in the 70s. And I enjoyed it.
Not the
70s. Yes. 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 So I taught for a while. Then from there, I worked at Illinois Central College for a number of years, 26 years to be exact. So I've been around. And so I saw that there was a need for women and to create and help them to develop small businesses through resources. The resources were not a one-stop shop. So I wanted to gather all the resources together so that when women had a need, I can refer them without them going here, there, and everywhere.
And okay? And so you're connecting.
Yes.
So not only are you networking, but you are connecting all of us business women owners together.
That is right. So we need to know who is doing what. And so, and that came up with the concept of collaboration, networking, and meeting others and finding out from other women what products they have to help other women to become successful.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking right before the radio show, trying to figure out how long we've known each other. And I think we've agreed that it was since 2005.
Yes.
Which is when you had your first women's expo.
Yes.
And I was a vendor.
Yes.
And that's how we met.
Right. And I did everything wrong, but I got it right because I had so many women trying to get in that little space. And with all the, what was it?
That was at the Lakeview Museum.
Remember, it was 75? It was only 75, and I ended up having 120 women. And then I tried to put all of you out, you know, and but you wouldn't leave.
We weren't going to leave.
But it was so wonderful.
It was wonderful.
I charged, what was it?
It was
$30 for a table.
That's something crazy.
I didn't know what to charge during that time. But it was wonderful. And then I realized that, later on, about 2008, Kim, I realized that women needed, instead of the selling piece, they needed the education component.
Yes.
And once they had the education component, that was the foundation for them to learn how to create and how to build a sustainable business.
That's right. And so now you have events, and I don't want to mess this up because, you know, I come to every event you have, Doris.
You are a great supporter.
I am a huge supporter, and I would never miss one. And they're always wonderful. And you have one coming up, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But so you went from the Women's Expo, which was kind of like a vendor show.
Yes.
And it was wonderful. I remember, I mean, there were people, there were women everywhere. It was a great day. It was a great day for Curves. We had our vendor booth there. And that was our first event that we participated with you. And from there, we've been following you wherever. But then a few years later, you added the education piece.
Yes.
And you changed the name of it a little bit. So it became, so you have two events each year, one in November and one in June. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so the one we'll talk about in just a minute that's coming up in a couple of weeks, which I'm so excited about, is the Business Women Togetherness.
Right. Celebration.
Celebration. Mm-hmm. And then the one in June. And that is
Women in Business. And we call it a 50 Women in Business. And that is where we have the educational component, where we go out and bring in outstanding, amazing, competent, high-end speakers to teach, to share their experiences, and allow the women to address the issues and concerns and questions that they have that keep them from not getting ahead or getting to the next level.
Yeah, and that was just amazing. This past year in June was awesome. In fact, I remember one of the breakout sessions, the gentleman that owns the big truck company.
Yes, Bill Cerrone.
Yes. I was in that breakout session, yes. And I was I was just taking it all in. It was so good to learn from someone of that caliber.
Yes.
With that kind of experience.
Yes.
And it was great. Right. He's given back coming and teaching, and that was just awesome. So that's just an example.
Yes. And as a result of that, he was able to take two or three women and said that he will mentor them and help them grow their business. Fortunately, I didn't jump in to get in on that piece. I wish I could have. But, I was very nice, Kim,
so
and let three other women jump up to the plate to so that he could mentor them and share with them the pros and cons of business and to get them to the next level. You know, through research, it shows that women, they get stuck about that third year. They just can't get over the hump of how to market well, how to brand and move forward. So
they get a little burnt out, right? We both been doing this for a long time, and I've experienced that myself. I've been a business owner for over 20 years, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes it happens more than once, maybe the first time around that third year mark, and then it could happen again. That's just slump, like, oh, this is too hard.
Yeah,
it feels so hard.
Like you're not growing, you're not learning. And so we have people out there who've been there, done that. Like you say yourself, you've been there, you've done that. And then we need to find you to be able to encourage those women. Don't give up. Hang in there. You know, that's what business is about. You're going to have your peaks and your valleys.
That's right. It's a journey.
It's a journey.
And I love that, Doris. That is so good. Thank you for that knowledge and information. So if you are tuning in right now, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and your host for this radio show. You have been listening to my friend Doris Simmons, who is the founder and president of Talk. Teaching and Learning for Knowledge. And we're talking about a couple of her events that she has going on in Central Illinois for business women specifically. But Doris, one of the things that you were saying is about that education piece.
Yes.
And learning. And that is so true. And we do that with I've Decided. And I see that as such a value. And those bringing in experts. And that's what's going to happen at your event. No, your event in November is the Business Women Togetherness celebration.
Right.
And you give an award. I won that award last year.
Yes, you did.
Woo-hoo! That was exciting. Let's go ahead and talk about that right now, because that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So the listeners, it is not too late for them to get tickets for this. Is that correct?
That is correct. We still have some openings. And I try to, my goal is to not have 1,000 women. Because I would think that would be ineffective. So what is effective, the number I chose, is about 50, 55 women getting together so they can hear themselves talk and collaborate together face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's important. And so you need to find out where your resources are. They're right there in that room one day over dinner talking to each other. So you have to talk to each other. See, that's that name from Talk coming out again.
That's
name
right.
Of my company. And once they do that, when they walk away, they have found some meaningful, important, essential resources that they could use, or they can ask questions from individuals who maybe they don't know much about social media or WordPress or their words of a website. There's all kinds of things, you know, women have issues or concerns within growing their business. And so this is an opportunity. And this opportunity is November the 12th. At the Lariat Club.
November the 16th. November the 16th.
I keep mixing up with my birthday is coming up November the 12th.
Because you always have it. It's your birthday celebration, too.
Yes.
I always love it because we get birthday cake.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I celebrate my birthday November the 12th. And then one year, I gave up my birthday date to put this event on.
It was on your birthday.
It was
your
on
actual
my birthday.
That means, I remember that.
See, I was committed.
You were committed.
Very committed, even on my birthday.
But your birthday is November the 12th.
And the event is November the 16th.
And okay, so how can we get registered for that event? I know I'm already registered. So there's definitely not 55 spots left. There's very limited seats left. I can tell you that for sure. So if you are listening and you want to connect with Doris Simmons and 50 other business women in this community and get connected and find out what your resource is, I want to meet you at this event myself personally too. I want to meet you. I want you to say, I heard you and Doris on the radio show and I registered. I knew I needed to get to this event. So how can they register, Doris?
On my website.
See, and
I'm moving up. I'm moving up a level. It's on the website.
I
now.
Love
it's,
it.
And it's talktodorisnow.com.
Talktodorisnow.com.
www.talktodorisnow.com. And you can go on the website under events. Click on that and click on the title says register and you are there.
And that event is going to be on Wednesday, November the 16th from 4:30 to 7:00, and it includes dinner.
It includes dinner, it includes networking, and it also includes the program where three women in the community who are sustainable businesses who've made it are successful will receive an award.
And that's always
so
nice.
And we appreciate them, and we recognize these women for doing a great job.
And that's the best part. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was so humbled and honored last year, completely surprised, Doris. I have my award. It's hanging up. I love it. Thank you.
Yes.
And so I can't wait to see the women who win it this year. I love seeing the, just that, you know, it's a proud moment. You're like, oh, yes. Somebody is acknowledging my yes. hard work, right?
Yes.
And it's just a treat to get to see these women win those awards. You know, maybe somebody's listening, Doris, that they're thinking, I would like to be a business owner. I have a dream, you know, but maybe I just don't think I can do it. It's too hard or the resources. Wouldn't you encourage them to come to kind of get connected? Would you encourage someone who maybe they're not a business owner yet, but they desire to be?
Yes, and that's why they should come. So they'll be around other women who are business owners to help them. They're the resources right there in that room. We have an outstanding, amazing resource. Linda Krendick is back from Arizona. And she is a woman that is highly competent and knowledgeable about small business owners and how to get them connected to be WBEs, Women Business Enterprises. We've got women who can help you with branding. We have individuals like yourself. If they have not, like I've decided to open up a business.
Right.
Well, then Kim Martin would be there to help you
to
with
help
that.
And yes. connect them to other resources.
Yes. And let them know that they're not alone. So.
And I just think that's wonderful. So if you're thinking that maybe you'd like to be a business owner, I want to encourage you to come to this 50 women. No.
The Women in Business Togetherness Celebration is absolutely...
The Women in Business Togetherness Celebration.
Yeah, together. That's happening. See, we're about together. And the difference between the two, Kim, is that in June, we have the speakers. These
right.
are outside
the
resources.
We do
power
breakout
speakers.
Sessions
yes,
and things.
Breakout sessions. Well, in November, we have the women themselves who are in business and the women who are not in business to be encouraged and to be empowered. So
you are listening to Doris Simmons, and Doris Simmons is a connector in our community. And I am just so proud to be her friend. She has done so much for me as a woman business owner in Peoria. I follow her everywhere she goes. When she says, Kim, all she has to say is, Kim, I'm going to too. Wherever you are, that's where I'm going to be, Doris. You can bank on it. So I love her. I think she's amazing. And we were talking a little bit about building a legacy, Doris. Yes. And you said we're legacy women. That's that. I want to talk about that.
Okay, so your legacy woman is a woman who builds, who starts off small, and she's very effective at what she's creating, and she wants it to last. She wants to be a sustainable woman, not here for 2 years, and then you drive up in some place and say, where's that building where Kim used to be, or where's that program that she started? She's not there. So you want to be a legacy woman. You want to leave something to your community. And you want it to be sustainable, lasting, solid, with a foundation. And who knows? You may sell it and someone else will take that dream and carry it on. So, and we need this in our community.
We do. But the cool thing about our community is the startup.
Yes.
We have Startup Peoria a couple weeks ago. Randon
yes.
Geddes was our guest. And we were just talking about all the things that are happening right here in Peoria and the surrounding area in Central Illinois with small businesses. And the resources that we have is just amazing. And I
yes.
know, Doris, you're a coach.
Yes, business consultant, coach, business consultant. And so I refer them to, like, my dear friend, Denise Moore, has the Black Business Alliance. That's one resource. And then she helps small businesses with... Not every Monday, but once a month, we meet there to listen to various speakers about capital, how to procure capital for your business, how to market your business, websites, designs, etc. So that is one resource. We have Bradley University, of course, that has an entrepreneurship program that is awesome.
Aren't you a mentor through the program?
Yes, I'm on the advisory board at Bradley for this Illinois Small Business Development Center. And I work very closely with Jim Foley, Ross Miller, Chad, all of them, to find out what resources, what things they are doing now to help women. So I want to be right there in that corner for women. Yes, I'm So what do you have for women? Is money coming down? We need some money for the women.
I love it.
Yes.
And so as you're listening to Doris talk, I hope you're getting excited and you're thinking, I need to meet Doris. And if you're a women business owner or if you are thinking about becoming a woman business owner, then you need to get connected to Doris. And there are a few ways that you can do that. It's coming up real soon here on November the 16th. You can register for her event that's happening on November the 16th. And that's at the Lariat Club, right, for dinner?
Yes, it's the Lariat Steakhouse off of Glen. And we will be in the banquet facility. And that room will be all ours.
It will be packed.
The food is good. The food is excellent. Good food. Women love good food. And the company is just refreshing.
And you can register for that event at
www.talktodorisnow.com.
TalkToDorisNow.com.
Yes.
And so that is a way that you can meet her here coming up very soon. But before our time comes to an end, one of the things that I'm most excited about is that Doris Simmons is going to be teaching one of our power sessions.
Yes.
At the 2017 Motivational Conference happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And you've been listening to Doris talking, and so obviously you hear her wisdom and what she brings to the table for business owners, specifically for women business owners in our community. But Doris is probably one of the best networkers I have ever met in my life. And I've learned so much from her, and I just really felt passionate that she could teach others this networking ability that she has. And so, Doris, you're going to be teaching a power session about networking and teaching not just women, but our conference is co-ed. We have about 60% women, 40% men. So you're going to have women and men. You're going to be teaching women and men at this conference about networking their business.
Yes.
So help us understand. Give them a little taste of what they might expect if they go ahead and get registered for our conference. Just a little taste of understanding networking.
People, it's very simple and easy. Number one, you want to like people. You know, you want to be likable. People do business with people they like, they trust, and they like. And so networking is just a tool that you use, one of the tools that you use to procure business and to find out about what others are doing. It's not about you. It's how you help others. And so I am referred as a person that's as a referral base. So if I know Kim, if I know Denise, if I know Valerie, if I know Alexis, and I find out what products that they offer in the market space, then I can help you when I talk to you to say, what are your needs? You know, it's not about me. What are your needs? And if your needs are, well, I need someone as a graphic designer, I go, oh, well, Alexi Bolden is a graphic designer, just recently graduated from Hampton University. She can help you. Oh, how do I get branded? Oh, well, Cindy Bird. Oh, she is awesome. She's a brander. You know, she can help you with branding. Well, what about capital? Well, you want to sit down with a banker? I can make that happen for you because I have some partnerships or some relationships with some of the bankers. So that part, that's the networking piece, is the referral piece.
I love that because you helped me when I started I've Decided. Do you remember that? I called you. I said, Doris, I'm starting this business called I've Decided, and I need some help. I need your advice. And you came and we sat in the back of my curves.
That's exactly right.
And you gave me some advice.
That's exactly right.
And then we won't name names, but there was this big person I needed to talk to in the community. And you said, oh, you need to talk to this person. And I said, well, Doris, I don't know how to get in touch with that person. How am I supposed to reach out to them? And you said, well, you just say, Doris, do you have their phone number? And you pulled out your phone and you said, why, yes, Kim, I do.
But that was Chuck Weaver, wasn't it?
It was.
It was Chuck Weaver. And he was wondering because he's such a great, just a great resource, and he loved doing this. But the niche was, remember this, Kim? The niche was you need to find out what time in the morning, like 6 a.m., he started walking, And you needed to be there wherever he was. And I think you went on, he was walking, and I think you had to find where he was.
Well, he actually invited me out to his place one afternoon. And I just, since you threw his name out there, I'll just go ahead and give him kudos. Because he was just very endearing. He was so kind to me when I called, mm-hmm. and invited me out to his place and spent an hour of his time with me, and just gave me advice, great advice. And suggestions. And it's funny, though. He said, I think you're jumping all in. You might just want to take little baby steps, you know. And I said, it's too late. I've already jumped in. Can't backpedal now. So,
well, see, that was one of the tools, though, of networking. See, it's referrals. See,
that's
I referred
right.
him. And then, but the other key to that is that you have to follow through.
Oh, yes.
You know, you'll find some new entrepreneurs. They won't follow through.
Well, you can lead a horse to the water, Doris, but you can't make them drink.
That is true.
You know, that's what it's about. It's about giving back to people, giving them the resources that they need, but they are going to have to take that first step.
That's exactly right.
You have to take that first step. And that's what we're doing with I've Decided as well. It's just providing that platform for transformation for folks who are ready for positive change, who've had enough with whatever it is in their life that they're not happy with, whether it be their weight, their finances, their education, their income, their organization, their time management, whatever it is that they've just fed up, they've had enough, they know they need some positive change. And we want to provide them the resources to help them change. And that's simply what we're doing for all the individuals across Central Illinois. And you're doing specific things for helping business women.
Right.
And we want to connect you to them, whether you get connected at Doris's event that's happening here in just a couple of weeks on November the 16th, which I really cannot say enough and encourage you enough to do that. You can register and give them your website one more time, Doris.
www.talktodorisnow.com.
TalkToDorisNow.com. Mm-hmm. Get registered. You're going to get a lovely dinner. Meet with 50 other business women in the community. Meet Doris. I would love to meet you there. And just be a great step for you to take. And then from there, you can get registered for the I've Decided Motivational Conference. Doris is going to take a little vacation after November through Christmas. But then we're going to put her right back to work come January, because Doris is going to be teaching one of our power sessions about networking and how to become an excellent networker, which is so, so, so important. And I tell you, there isn't anyone better that can teach you about that besides Doris. I can't even imagine who else would do this if she wasn't helping us out. So I am so excited to have her on that panel of speakers and teachers at our motivational conference on Saturday, January 21st. So if you have not got your tickets, don't wait, because from now through November the 30th, they're only $99. That includes lunch at the Civic Center, a full-day conference, and then it also includes two half-day conferences where you can get plugged in on Saturday, April the 1st from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church, or just reset. You know, Doris, by the time you start getting into July and August, you're like, wait, what was my goals again? Right?
Yes.
You start to forget. So you need to kind of reset. And we're going to do that on Saturday, August 26th from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. And all of that for $99, as long as you get registered before November 30th. So please go visit our website at ivedecided.org. Get connected today. And take that first step of achieving success to successfully achieving your goals. Don't be in that statistics of those folks who never achieve success. You know, it's unnecessary. We live in this great country, Doris, mm-hmm. and every single one of us have the opportunity, and it's what we do with it. And I know if you were listening to the radio show last Sunday, you heard Daniel Moore of More Motivation and I talking about just the statistics of so many folks not being successful. And you have to put yourself in a position to get new revelations. That's what Daniel says motivation is. It's a new revelation, something that says, oh my goodness, that's how I need to be doing it. It brings about positive change. But you are responsible for putting yourself in the position to get that. And you can do that with Doris, and you can do that with I've Decided, and we would both love to connect with you. Am I right, Doris?
You've got it right.
So excited, Doris.
Yes.
Thank you so, so much for being on the radio show with me this morning. You didn't let me down. It was great to see your smile and the energy that you bring to a room. Is just there's none other like you. You are a one in a million.
Well, Kim, I have you as my teacher.
I think you have that reversed, but okay. I'll take that as a nice compliment. Thanks so much. Again, visit Doris at talktodorisnow.com or go to ivedecided.org and get your ticket so you can meet Doris on January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will look forward to being with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?